Hey everybody, welcome back for episode 9.
Don't test levels anymore?
Man,
I've been gone forever and a day.
That's a lot, 9.
Last podcast you were on was what, last Wednesday?
I think it was like 3 or 4.
Episode 3, yeah, right, yeah. But I think that was Wednesday.
Yeah, a long ways ago.
Yeah.
I was on yesterday.
We're on episode 9.
Yesterday.
Yeah, Sam was on yesterday.
Yeah, Sam.
I was, wow.
Yesterday I was in somewhere in the middle of Nevada and or Idaho or...
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It was worth it, though. It's fun. 28 hours in a car in 3 days.
That's a lot of driving.
It is a lot of driving. And I drove it all because Sarah couldn't drive a stick. She offered. She was going to learn. I was going to teach her, but...
Didn't want to burn
your
clutch.
Sure you like your clutch.
Well, it was raining.
Oh, okay.
I would have been okay with burning my clutch in Idaho. I actually know a mechanic there. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
But still, I'm a prideful guy, I guess.
Yeah.
So
we finally got this thing up and running.
Yeah, it took me a while.
What that'll do.
I have no idea what went wrong. I fixed it finally.
WTF,
but
mate.
Yeah. New video card came in today. My big Radeon HD 5770.
Thing's huge.
Yeah. But I can't run it right now properly because I don't have a power supply big enough.
Yep, and you can't have mine.
Nope.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Mine will be here Thursday.
Yeah.
So I gotta wait a day and a half. Which sucks.
That does suck, man.
But that day is gonna be a very good day.
Yeah.
I bet.
That's gonna be awesome.
I did.
I thought this was all a surprise for your...
Well, maybe I should bleep that part out then.
Yeah.
I have a bleep coming.
I was like...
I gotta get some bleep sounds.
That'd be awesome.
Just, no, don't I encourage should... it. Sam's gonna look it up again and.
Not soundboards. I gotta do it in the program. That way it sounds good. Doesn't sound like shit. I should just get weird ones though. Like car horns or. Yeah, or car a monkey.
A monkey?
A monkey?
And it's your pet monkey.
it's the monkey that stays in the room and. What makes sure that we don't curse?
Fuck.
Is it a Mormon monkey? Just,
it yells.
That'd be funny if it was a monkey.
Monkey. No swearing. It's our monkey.
He's trying to make us read from the Book of Mormon every night.
No swearing. Sam, you can't work at Starbucks anymore. Coffee.
Damn. Monkey and a barrel. I'm looking for an angry monkey soundboard, but
it's
not working.
So, how was Idaho?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was Tyler?
Good.
Good. That guy was
good. Man. I haven't seen that kid. I'm embarrassed.
That's going to have to be
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Sam, you better be muted, too.
I'm embarrassed.
You muted?
Yep.
It was good, though.
I
we
saw
had
you
fun.
Hitting it up.
Muted.
Okay,
no
cool.
Sound.
All right.
We drove a lot. Let's see. We left here.
You left Friday.
We left Friday at 8 o'clock.
The morning?
At night.
Good.
Right after I worked an 8-hour shift.
And then you drove.
Did you take a nap?
No, I was going to. I was going to go home and take a nap, but I had to clean my room and my car before I left.
Oh.
Priorities, you know?
Right.
And so, we just hopped on the road, and I actually didn't gas up that much. I didn't gas up till Reno, and it was half a tank.
Nice.
I filled up $15 every time for half a tank. Filled me all the way back.
That is not bad.
So that's
150 bucks total.
For
that
gas?
Is
gas.
Not bad at all.
For Idaho and back?
Yep. I wouldn't let it go below half a tank. That was my goal.
Oh, okay.
So, but still, like, you know, that's good.
How many miles?
Let's see. One way was 827.
So, 1654?
Yep.
Crazy. I'm a goddamn calculator.
You are. Do my taxes.
Have you calculated how many miles per gallon your car gets?
No. That one's not as reliable. Actually, my older Neon actually got better gas mileage. Go figure.
Probably. It's a smaller engine.
Yeah.
I had a bigger engine, actually.
Did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird.
Well, there goes new technology.
Yeah, who knows? Like, whenever I say a commercial, like, 30 miles highway, I'm like, my car does 30 miles highway at least. Like,
my old GTI did 35.
Yeah, the Neon did 32.
My
green one. My aqua green Neon.
My car gets about 22.
Y'all know you missed that car.
I get... I get 26
the door
freeway.
Panel that's missing.
My new car.
Hey, screw you.
It was awesome.
At least a fat girl didn't jump. At least a fat girl didn't jump on my car and break my little.
Fat girl did jump on my car.
She didn't jump on it. She sat on it and fell.
That's all she did was sit on it.
What was that thing called? The step up to your car? Was it actually a step? It was just for show?
Oh, the
runner boards.
The running boards.
She effed those up good.
She got your fender too, didn't she?
That white girl, the albino chick, remember?
Oh.
Shoop's sister.
Yeah.
Maybe I should bleep that out too.
Who's?
I don't know if Shoop listens to us.
Oh. I don't think it was Shoop's sister.
Oh, it wasn't?
It was that one chick, the albino rhino.
Oh, I could have sworn it was Shoop's sister.
No, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, somebody else sat on my hood when we were camping one day. She was hella drunk, and she sat on my car and fell back. Poured beer all over my hood and my windshield and dented my hood. Like, a week after I got it straightened out again.
That was a Bugarola, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she also dented my headlights. And
don't you just love people?
I love people too much.
I hate people.
I can't even joke about loving people. I hate people.
Me too, man.
They're stupid.
Yeah. That's the crap people call to work for. I'm just like, really?
Today's society, there's just no hope.
Oh. It's weird, too, because, like, I know none of us, like, our friends and stuff would be that way towards people.
Yeah.
Like, when we go to like, GameStop, Target, wherever, right? We're nice.
Yeah, I'm
You know,
I'm super
we're,
nice.
We're very...
But we just hate them.
Well, no. We hate dealing with the people who come in.
Yeah, and I think it's people that come into our lives, but not the other way around.
Right. Well, it's just because, like, when you deal in retail, you always deal with those people that are really nice.
Yeah.
When you come in, they're really understanding and they give you time and they're patient.
Yeah.
But it's those people that don't have that mindset where they're like,
I need it now.
Why didn't you give me this 50% off and then half of the store for free?
Yeah.
Man. Because you're a faggot.
Yeah, why would I do that?
Yeah.
Me being in customer service and having to deal with those people.
Exactly.
I don't even deal with them anymore. Like, if somebody starts talking to me about something wrong, I'm like, oh, I don't know what to tell you, so here's my supervisor, and I just walk away.
I wish I could do that.
And I'll just give them dirty-ass looks the whole time. I'm just like, what the fuck you want? Like, some lady came in today. She was like, look at my straw. It's all chewed up. She was like, I don't know what happened, but I don't chew on my straws, but it's chewed. Like, it was crimped, and then I was like, oh, well, that looks like teeth bites. I don't know what to tell you. And I just went and got my manager. And then he was like, yeah, really, these are teeth marks. And he was like, do you have a dog? Like, little kids?
Wait,
She came back because she said it was, like, after a couple days, like, she bought it and there were no teeth marks in it. And then after
a couple
that,
of days.
Wait. She bought it a coffee.
No, it was a cup. And it had a straw in it.
Oh, okay.
You were thinking the same thing.
No, yeah, so sorry. I was like,
double chocolate chip cappuccino and it comes back a day later.
It was
like,
one of our hard plastic cups with a hard straw. Like, rock solid straw.
Yeah.
And she was claiming that nobody bit her straw, anything like that. Like, there's no reason there should be bite marks on her straw and that she wants a new straw.
Did you explain to her no?
And
did you just give her a new straw to get her the fuck out?
We didn't have anything to replace it with.
That is fantastic.
And so my boss, I'm 100% sure she's just going to be like, no, which I'm excited for. But the lady was trying to get me to help her, and I was just like, no. I'm going to yell at you if I keep helping you, so I'm not going
to
help
you. People are just, they do some unacceptable things.
Because you're old doesn't mean I have to be nice
to
them, all right?
Exactly.
Customer's always right.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty much her mind thinking.
Customer's always right. Then why do I have this job if you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Like, if you know what you're doing, then why do you need my help?
If you know what you're doing, there's me, and then there's a whole team of customer service in Illinois helping us out.
Exactly.
If you know how to make how your insurance a venti works perfectly. Soy dry cappuccino, then you would make one, and you wouldn't have me make one.
Question.
If you can quote your own insurance, do it.
Question.
yeah.
What's a dry cappuccino?
Is it a candy bar?
Less wet than a
candy bar.
It's less wet than a regular cappuccino because a cappuccino is all foam, and so
a dry cappuccino
has no milk. It's just espresso shots, and so you have to a dry one is just there's no liquid really. It's just all foam, and then a wet one is more liquid than foam. Just kind of
weird. Stop that.
I got nukes, man. I know.
Or people order a cappuccino and then they'll return it. And they'll be like, "This is all foam," and I'm like, "Yeah." What a cappuccino is. Don't
don't order something you don't know what it is.
Don't
and
watch
complain
movies
about it.
And then come in and get it.
Don't watch.
I was watching a movie and they said they got a cappuccino and I kept them waiting, so I came in and got a cappuccino.
They're like, I wanted this hot, cold. And I'm like, You wanted a Frappuccino, like a blended one with caramel in it? They're like, yeah. Oh, I hate you.
Yep.
And learn our language.
Amen.
That's all I have to say.
Frappuccino isn't even our language.
Can you repeat yourself? Why don't you repeat myself? Because I can't understand you. Like,
yeah.
But they get all mad. Like, I just...
I'm all for accents and stuff, but
yeah, me too.
I'm not for broken English.
Yeah.
Or when people get upset that you can't understand them when they know they have to know they don't speak that good of English. They have to know.
Well, yeah, I mean it's like when you know we go out of country and stuff. We like, well, we know we don't speak Spanish.
Quanto
like,
S.
Yeah.
Like, jeez.
You know, but they get pissed that you don't understand them. But we just get like. Nervous, I guess. Look, I don't know. We get like, oh shit! How the fuck do I explain this to this person?
Yeah,
taco.
Because we're nice.
Big grande taco.
Let me tell you, I've been out of the country a lot to Mexico and Honduras. They don't translate jack. All they translate for us is McDonald's and Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
that's it. We got everything.
Pizza here, everything's
yeah, dude. They got Pizza Hut all over the place in Honduras, man. It's crazy. Mm. And El Pollo.
Everything's like two or three different languages. It's like,
come on. Yeah, but no one does it for us.
I know.
I love it when you're driving and you see like. Advertisements on the wall, like
that are only in Spanish.
Yeah,
I'm like,
really?
Hello. What if I wanted to read that sign?
What if I wanted to read that?
Yeah, like that's not fair to me as a person.
No hate to any of our.
Yeah, we just got into kind of a racist tangent, but I'm not racist.
It's not like, racism. It's just ignorance.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you come from. It could be someone who was born in America. You know, like, it's those fucking people that give Americans bad names when they go to other countries, and they just treat everybody like shit, and they like, slow things down in English, even though they don't understand English. It's like a Spanish person coming to us and then talking really slowly. It's like, I don't even understand those words. Slowing it down doesn't help.
Yep.
Okay.
But we did, you know, those are the Americans that go around and they slow everything down for... people out of the country. Well, like,
they just hope.
I want
to go to
big
the
balloons.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
Bathroom.
Take poop. Big poop.
Poop.
Grande poop. Yeah.
Oh,
sign language is fun.
Sign language is not fun on an audio podcast, though.
Hey, guys, let's just finish. Let's go for a few minutes of just sign language.
Sign language?
All right. I'm not...
All right.
All you guys did was just get quiet. You didn't do shit.
Okay, all right, fine. I'll do some signs.
They got quiet, and then they just stood there.
You know what that means?
He says, come wash my windows.
No, it says bird in hell. Like, oh, come on. You know all the stupid signs.
Yeah.
I actually learned sign language on my mission.
Did you?
And we were in a van ride, and I was like, dude, I want a Slurpee. Yeah. It's like, if you can be quiet for the next 20 miles till we get to 7-Eleven, I will buy you a Slurpee. So the kid I lived with was also learning sign language. So I just turned around and signed everything I wanted to say to him, and he said it. And I got a Slurpee.
Not bad. That's one way of doing that.
I evaded him. He was so mad that he had to buy me a Slurpee, but...
That's a
Slurpee's
dollar.
Like
$1.50.
He was still upset that I you know, it's a bet.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose a bet, no matter what it is.
I would be upset just by the pure shock that you were quiet for 20 miles.
I know,
yeah,
right?
That's what he was. Yeah, that was crazy. He didn't think I could do it.
That's what's getting me.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, huh?
It is crazy.
It's surprising. I kind of want to hear Ryan do that sometime.
Hear Ryan do
you want to hear me be quiet for...
Yeah.
20 miles.
You're so dumb, Sam. Oh, man.
Well... 13 minutes in, and we've accomplished nothing.
We've accomplished everything.
Well, we talked about how bad Americans
sign language, how bad Americans can be, and how bad other countries can be.
We haven't even got into how bad Americans can be.
We did. Were you here for that?
We touched on it.
We definitely touched on it.
We didn't get that big into it.
I'll give you something.
That's an endless conversation. That's why.
Yeah.
In America, you can do whatever you want.
No.
As long as you don't get caught, because you go to jail.
Yeah.
But you go to any other country and we get hung or shot.
Who's You're hung?
Anally raped.
Yeah.
Oh, those are days.
Those are days.
Those were days, man. Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
So my dad found out that we did a podcast, and he wanted to listen to it, and I told him that it's not for his ears. Yeah. And he looks at me and he goes, I can respect that, but... is it just a podcast talking a bunch of shit on me? And I was like, yep. That's what it was. I invite my friends over, and the cast is called Talking Shit on Greg. And even though they don't know you, they just come over and they just talk shit for an hour and then they leave.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I want a part of this podcast.
Yeah, my dad was just laughing about it and he goes, that sounds like a terrible podcast. Yep.
I like it.
Yeah.
Dig the concept.
So, 140 subscribers.
Yeah, I saw that on the interweb and I was all excited.
Are there any more?
Got 30 from the last episode alone.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's great.
Must be doing something right.
Doing something right, I think.
Oh, this is good burp news. And yawn. I don't know which one to do first.
Dude, I burped and sneezed one time and I threw up.
It's painful.
It was amazing.
I like, went to go cough and I forgot what I was doing and I farted. Like, and then I coughed. Like, it was like. Sarah was like in tears in the car.
How do you forget that you were going to cough?
Well, it just kind of came out of a fart instead. Like,
it's like your brain just shut off
halfway through. Yeah, I was like, nope, wrong.
So my friend's little brother would always do things in twos. Like, he'd either fart and sneeze or fart and burp at the same time or burp and cough. Like, just, it would only be in twos. He would never just fart by itself. It would be a fart and a cough or something like that. You remember Brandon?
Brandon.
Kristen's little brother.
Yeah! Oh, that kid has some problems. You gotta... Take it off or keep it.
Sam.
Quiet. Thank you.
I had to make some noise.
Yeah, I know.
Something just.
But I just don't understand why you keep it in a bag, even though you're inside of a house.
That's the way the guy gave it to him. They were watching.
Well, no, yeah, that's how you transport it.
They were watching Indian soap operas.
It keeps it colder.
No.
No, it does not, Samuel.
It does,
Samuel.
If anything, it's an insulator.
Yep.
Keeping it colder, insulating the cold.
They should put fiberglass around beer. Not like inside.
Just like a thin layer of fiberglass in between the glass.
Just
isn't that what the coolers beer cans are?
It's basically what thermoses are.
No, the one I'm talking about, right?
Ice.
The coolers
chest?
That keep it. No, the coolers beer bottles that keep them cold. The cans that have the little layer of.
No,
that
just that
doesn't
that
keep
just
them cold. That just tells you what
that
temperature
they are cold.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Tells you they're as cold as the Rocky Mountains.
It sounds exciting as I want.
It's basically just a certain type of like paint. Like color,
yeah.
Changing paint,
lame.
Yeah,
temperature changing. It's like a mood ring, but on your beer.
And it only does one color.
Yeah. What mood is my beer in today?
It's in blue.
Oh, it's depressed.
Oh, beer! Come on, let's get a drink.
Oh, sad beer. Let me drink you. Oh, you're not blue anymore. Okay, well now your friends are.
And you drink them, and then they're all friends.
Yep.
Why can't we be friends?
So I've been playing a lot of Red Dead lately.
Is it pretty amazing
lately?
You've been recording yourself?
No. Well, I think I did a little bit.
Oh.
But not much.
Okay.
When Terry ran into that dude and knocked him into the glass.
Yeah.
That was probably the funniest video I've seen in a long time. Careful!
And like the random horse that was just like stuck.
The donkey girl? Oh no, the horse.
Did you guys find donkey girl?
No. No, they patched it already.
Oh.
Like immediately.
But it already like took it off? Like what if you didn't update? Or does it automatically update?
It automatically does works. If you're online, it'll as soon as you sign in the game, it'll be like there's an update, and it says update now or I think cancel.
You should have canceled.
I should have, but I don't want glitches in my game.
But the donkey girl.
Sam, that's not a legit
it's
reason.
Worth it?
Not a good reason at all.
At least just for one run.
Nah, for one ride.
Just for one ride.
Come here, girl.
Well, it's a random thing, you know. It's not like you could go to a certain place to find it. I don't think. That's how glitches work. They're just random.
No, that's how they work.
Well, they had to patch it because there's a glitch on multiplayer that people were able to go invisible and just run around and shoot people.
How did that happen?
Like, full-blown invisibility.
It's like Halo.
Yeah, and so it was just this way of, like, running past a certain tree or something or through a... I don't really know how it worked. I just watched a quick video of it, and this guy ran past a tree, and he was gone.
How do people...
And he just walked around shooting everybody inside the fucking server.
How do people figure this crap out?
Yeah.
Accidentally. And then they do it over and over until they figure it out. It's the internet, man. This is why they have open beta for games and stuff.
Yeah.
People
to
just...
fix all this.
People just don't have lives, huh? They just sit down.
Some people get Halo games ones, just like to fucking break the game.
You have to jump over the thing, and then you have to jump onto another thing.
Oh, the super jumps in Halo 2?
Yeah,
they got rid of
super jump.
They did finally, yeah, but...
But really, like, to find that, like, that's a big thing right there.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a lot of wasted time.
Yeah.
It's all wasted Halo playing. Like,
That's what I'm saying.
Or the super jump where you have like the shield and then you shoot yourself with the cannon like, and the rocket.
The rocket and the sword jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That rocket and the sword one was cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, really, what? How do you find that?
Don't know. Some people just know. There's boot up a game and you're like, I instantly know how to make this game fuck up. That's a very unique ability.
I wish I could do that.
I wish you could do it too. I don't want to do it because I like playing my games regularly.
It'd be fun just to fuck up a game. Just
yeah, but you're ruining all those people's hard work. Exploiting their game. Just play the game.
Just play for myself.
Just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Or
get angry at it because you can't beat it.
And stab someone. Did you guys do something about that?
But yeah. No, that's for somebody getting...
Yeah, that's the podcast I was listening to last on my way back from Idaho.
Were you listening to the podcast?
Yeah, dude, I found him in the bathroom at Taco Bell.
They were just in a box.
Dude, I bought some awesome fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling the officials on you.
They're just little sparklers on the ground.
Okay. They sparkle, and then they sparkle more.
I did.
I mean, big sparklers that go...
You guys want to play some Roman candle tag?
No.
Dude, I got one that the guy said I have to put in the mortar tube not to hold it because it kicks like a 12-gauge shotgun.
You should really not.
So what do you think I'm going to do?
Hold it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boom!
And then really you're going to drop it, and then...
Huh? I should really not what?
Talk about this just on this cast. They're just really big sparklers that shoot like...
They are really
more sparklers.
More sparklers.
Dude, they're legal here in Nevada.
Except for we told everybody that we're already based in California.
Son of a bee!
It's actually, we have it pinpointed at Dwight's house, so.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No one knows who I am.
Let's just say that.
The iPhone app.
So anyway.
Tastes like pizza.
4th of July is coming up.
Yep, that's why I bought fireworks.
Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah, alright.
Reno, pub crawl, for anyone that wants to go.
What, when's your birthday again?
July 10th.
Dude, I can't go to Reno again. I'm going in September, but I might come.
Oh, it's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Mm.
We're going to go up. We're going to dress up like superheroes.
It's a...
And we're going to get drunk.
Yeah.
And...
I have to take this call.
Drink for 12 hours.
Okay. I was going to say, that's one way of doing it.
Okay.
So,
So I expect you to go, Dwight.
Hopefully.
I think Nick's going to go after he gets off work. Allie said she's going to go. Chris said he's going to go. I have a few people from Ripon that are going. Get a couple rooms.
That's a big trip. Reno is what, 3.5 hours away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that big.
I mean like going out of state completely type big.
Yeah.
You know. Like 3 hours isn't that bad. Like it's like Jeremy driving big. To Fresno. Like yeah. Ron Jeremy?
Ron Jeremy.
Oh right. Yeah. I didn't click at first. I was like, what are you talking about? He's fat.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, okay. Oh,
the reason everybody knows who he is. Yep.
I'm excited. I already did the superhero pub crawl in Reno. The same people.
Yeah.
And it was pretty intense. 5,000 people dressed like Santa Claus, drinking from bar to bar.
Yeah, I don't like our new situation here because I have to hold this corner to keep the mic up.
Why?
Because it falls back.
Why don't you put it sideways and put, like, each corner on your knee and then have this, like, a different way?
Because this works good. Okay. Like, it stays far back.
You need to just get... Where's that little table? Just put that table right there. Even though that's I know there. We're recording right now, but...
Yeah, it's in the living room.
Okay.
Some other time. Today seemed kind of rushed because I couldn't get it to work for a while.
Your computer didn't work. It was kind of...
Computer worked. The programs kept freezing when they were opening, though. Yeah. And I think it was because there was two display drivers on my computer. There was ATI and NVIDIA.
And
they both wanted to take control.
What do I do?
Exactly, so.
You okay? You fired?
I'm fired. Sorry.
Ryan's fired. But we're going to hire him on a probation.
Sarah said to tell the podcast hi.
Oh. Hi,
fuck
Sarah.
I'm bleeping it all that out.
So, Sarah, you're officially not in this podcast anymore. Since Ryan's mentioned your name.
I didn't know what you were doing.
Come on.
Okay.
It'll work. Oh. Is this mine?
Nope.
Sweet. Okay.
All right, where were we?
Rambling on about his computer.
Huh.
Yep.
And then Ryan said he wanted a shout out.
Oh, hey. Hey, Spencer. This is your shout out. I know.
Hi, Spencer. This is Sam. You're on.
Hi, Spencer.
That's Sam again.
What?
I can change my voice. I'm pretty good at it.
Good impression.
Yeah.
Could have sworn Ryan was here.
I hate you.
Remember you were fired?
I'm just that
not
good.
Not from this.
Oh, okay.
I can have two people talking at once. I'm that good.
I can argue with myself. So, whenever you have a chance, Spencer, you know, I know you don't really plan on coming down here anytime soon.
You said a bajillion years or tomorrow?
Yeah, it could. Wherever life takes you.
And by tomorrow, you should actually come by, like, tomorrow.
Tomorrow should be okay. Thursday, I'm going to be putting together all of my surprises.
Surprise sex.
Yep. No.
No? It took you a minute.
No, I knew, but I didn't know the proper response.
Oh, okay. What's handy AVI?
It's the time-lapse thing.
Oh.
That was some good fun.
Yeah, so we're playing with time-lapse.
Yeah, I got a time-lapse awesome. Program.
We should put that on, like, the book face.
Okay.
Yes. What we're trying to plan it out so it looks kind of funny, but then really, like...
It doesn't.
I was doing something for, like, 10 minutes, it really is, like 2 seconds, just goes.
Like that icon on your computer.
Why are you so close to me? I'm
all the way on the side.
I know, but you're leaning into me. I have a big ass. You're leaning into me. That's the thing.
If anybody doesn't know, we all are sitting on one couch right now talking to the microphone. If you watch
the time lapse, you can see that.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe I'll
which may be at the bottom of the page.
Maybe. It
says time lapse. If Dwight's still doing that, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do we have any interesting things to talk about today?
I can't really look up anything.
Do you want me to hold it?
No. That's fine. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, though.
Do you want me to look for something?
No.
Okay.
Just going to fly on a seat of our pants at this one.
All right. I like the seat of my pants.
Do you?
That's what we do.
They're huge pants. I got a big ass. They're huge.
But like I was saying, man, where's your bike?
My bike is still in Chicago, actually.
Why? How do you get around now? Like,
I drive my car.
His white car. His white and black car.
Not against the religion.
Well, it's blue, technically. Isn't it? No, he took those seat covers off, huh?
Yeah, no. I'm kind of sad about that.
Why?
Did you like those?
I liked the blue and white.
Oh, okay.
It's very classy.
I don't know. I'm not one for seat covers. Like,
I don't like seat covers.
Seat covers bug me.
Have you seen my real seat colors, though?
Yeah.
This one's not as bad. My other one had, like...
Yours, like, match mine. Like, they're just that awkward kind of seat cover, but... just the seat covers. They never fit right.
But they just... What? And then they... But how?
Couldn't get the right words out there.
No. I was spitting them out until I found the right one. I never found the right one.
It's like Michael in The Office said that he doesn't know what he's ever... He doesn't ever know what he's going to say. He just spits out words and then goes from there. he just says a word and then continues off of that sentence. Or something like that.
That's awesome.
It's pretty funny.
That's why I love The Office.
Oh, man.
Or I love on The Office is, like, every time Pam puts him through, she always gives him the warm-up.
Oh, yeah, she gives him a second to get through the first one, because the second one's always better.
Yeah, the first one's always... I don't even
something
know.
Stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't watched that show in a good long while.
In like 2 years or something, huh?
Dude, it's been a long, long time. I watched like half an episode the other day.
You need to watch Always Sunny first.
I know, man. You keep on saying that.
I watched the Christmas episode today.
I know it's the middle, it's the summer, but... I decided to watch a Christmas episode.
Dude, Christmas in July, but it's June.
June, yeah. It's almost July. Another 30 days.
It was snowing on Donner's Pass last night.
That's awesome.
It's June. It's not awesome.
Or maybe it is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I always get those two confused.
I mean, it is kind of summer, and it's
a very weird year. Like,
dude, it is. El Nino's back. I don't know if that's El Nino.
Nah, it's just getting ready for 2012.
Dude, that's... I don't want to talk about that.
I'm just saying, like, it's funny to think about.
El Nino, everybody needs to search Chris Farley El Nino SNL skit. It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty good.
That's all you gotta do, search it.
His salesman one was pretty good, too. Yeah.
Oh,
where he's
living in a van down by the river!
Yeah.
It's the best one.
He's doing, like, this little thing in the living room, and then he falls through the table.
What thing, Dwight? What?
Yeah, I can't do it really. And like explaining it's kind of
like fat man in a little coat.
Yeah,
fat
but guy in a
little coat. We used to sing that about my dad because he found his old ski coat and we went skiing and it was a little too small. So we were on the ski lift and he was on the lift in front of us and I was like, "Fat guy in a little coat." But he's skinny now. So
I was gonna say, I heard your dad.
Yeah, he lost like 80 pounds or some crap like that.
Yeah,
I haven't seen your dad in a while.
Yeah,
how did he lose that?
Kaiser put him on a diet.
Did they constrict his stomach?
No, they just put him on a diet. He didn't do the stapling or anything.
Well, that's not stapling. Oh, it's like a new thing where they
a little opal ring.
It's like a ring on your stomach. Yeah.
So he just transferred to you?
Yeah, I found it all
in Chicago.
We're actually like the same weight now, which is kind of disgusting.
I love you, Ryan.
He's tall though.
He's tall. He's 6'2".
No way. Because I'm almost 6'2". I'm 6'1", between 6'1 and 6'2".
I'm 6'3".
You're 6'2 or 6'3".
I could have sworn he was taller than that.
No,
I
don't
know. I thought he was like 6'4".
Maybe, I don't know.
6'5".
Who knows these days, you know?
I'm tired.
I know, me too.
Me too.
They should turn this light back on.
Yeah. Oh, right. No,
that feels better.
I'm putting my sunglasses on.
Freaking A.
Everybody's going to see you and think, what?
So how happened with your Xbox? I'm a little behind on that, but...
Oh, you listened to the episode where I was talking about the Red Ring?
Yeah, well, no, I was here the day before, yeah. Remember?
Did you do
it
like
that? Oh, was it you?
Yeah, we put in my stereo.
Oh.
Was that thing that you wrapped it around with a...
No, that was my first one. This is my fourth 360.
I can't believe you towed your Xbox.
Yeah, no, I got three...
If you could put that on the thing, I think I'm talking about fireworks. Anyway.
It's not illegal to towel a 360, though.
It's very bad.
It's bad, but it's not illegal.
Okay, go on.
I had three red lights that came up.
Yeah. Did you really try it again since?
Yeah, no, I was playing yesterday. It's fine. It was a warning sign for loose connection. Oh. It was my power supply wasn't connected all the way.
Oh, awkward.
So
that's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, my power supply falls out.
I was going to say, I thought the elites are not supposed to red ring.
No, it's not the elites. It's a certain manufacture date and on. And I want to say it's this January of 2010 and on, or maybe it was November or October of last year.
How long has the 360 been out, though?
The Jasper chip.
2005? I was going to say 6? Five. No, it's got to be before 6.
So they've been dealing with it for 5 years now?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, not really, no. They fixed a lot of it.
What are the PS3 third problems?
Expensive.
Not really anymore. Not too bad anymore.
I'm not gonna
use this one. Actually, the PS3 actually has some network problems right now.
Oh,
and they don't have good games.
Well, all the games that they have, they don't have any exclusives really. Yeah. They have one or two. That's the reason why the PS3 was so far behind.
Mm.
Is that they started off being super expensive, and they had a bunch of exclusive titles, and then they lost them all because they were like, "The fuck, no one's buying our game because no one's buying your system." We're going to go to the 360.
Yep.
So, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the PS3 is still in the game because it has a Blu-ray player.
Yep. Probably the only reason I'd get one.
I still want a PS3.
Yeah, so do I.
Just...
I want it for Little Big Planet again.
Yeah.
That's a fun
I want to play Heavy Rain.
No, I didn't like Metal Gear Solid on there.
Oh, I loved it.
I own all the other games. Why? I love this one.
Dude, I love Metal Gear, but it just took too long to get to gameplay.
Yeah.
Yep. I was watching a freaking movie.
We talked about this already.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, well, in 5. Yeah.
Oh, well then.
I had the GameStop crew over.
But then, Metal Gear Solid, I really want. Or not Metal Gear Solid, Little Big Planet. I want to play that one.
That's a lot of fun.
But then the PS3, or the 360 is like, I kind of want to play Fable 2, and Fable 3 is coming out.
And everybody else has one, so you can play online with us.
I don't care about you guys. I'm gonna buy one because you haven't experienced it. I play with myself.
You
haven't
all the time.
All
right.
It's like saying I don't want to get laid. I play with myself all the time.
Exactly.
Like,
that's what... Yeah, and they're super cheap used.
Yeah, those fuckers are.
Yeah.
Those brand new ones are the expensive ones.
Oh, they are. Yeah. You gotta get the old crusty ones.
Yeah, if you get a used Xbox, though, they're cheap.
It's like $120 for a used one. No hard drive.
Pay for what you get.
I think I still have my hard drive. So
not necessarily. I paid $120 for mine. It's Elite.
Really?
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I bought a hard drive with it too, and I bought a bunch of stuff that day. So, and I got a warranty on it.
Where'd you buy it from?
$120. $120. Or $160, I think.
How much was the hard drive?
60.
It's
My only thing was that I think have 6 years. Guess what? Plug it into my computer or plug it into my monitor somehow, and I only have one input slot.
So. Oh, yeah.
That silver cord I have is a HDMI to DVI.
I know, but how would I get it
go between that and your
monitor? My computer monitor without having to switch them back and forth? Can I get a splitter or
you can use VGA for your computer and then DVI for this?
But the monitor doesn't have VGA in the back.
It's just DVI? I'm pretty sure it has VGA and DVI.
Oh. Well, maybe I should just buy one of those.
A microphone?
A monitor.
A TV.
TV. A big one.
Yeah.
Newegg? Newegg had a badass sale for Memorial Day.
Oh, I bet.
A 42-inch LG 120Hz 1080p monitor, or TV for $600.
Holy crap. Ouch.
Insanely cheap.
That is super cheap.
I haven't seen that much money in my bank account in a long time, though.
Yeah.
I saw it on Friday, now it's all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's all gone, too.
That's a paycheck for me, dude. I'm not going to do that.
It's a paycheck? That's like 2.5 paychecks for me.
It's a little under a paycheck for me.
Did you get your big paycheck today?
No.
From Visalia, those trips?
No.
Oh.
It's just the one trip, just to Visalia, so it probably shouldn't be that much. I need to hit Sammy up. Damn it.
Do you want to do that?
I'll hit him up later.
Okay.
I'll text him.
So?
I'll just text him really fast right now. But I think pretty much with that money, I'm going to start saving up and buy
the engine.
Because that's kind of what I need.
All right, I got a question.
What?
Is there any way to hook my Xbox up to a TV that only has VGA?
A TV that only has VGA?
My monitor.
You could do... Well, VGA is analog.
Mm-hmm.
So you could only use the red, white, and yellow cord. It's a possibility. You want digital, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm in the process.
Which is DVI and HDMI.
Yeah, I know.
No one bugs him. You don't bug him tomorrow.
And plus, I mean, there's no point in playing a 360 and games and shit on a shitty TV.
Well, I enjoy the playing.
Yeah. But you can't see well.
I know. I played some Halo 3, finally. Since I've been home, it's the first time.
Over at Pino's?
No, at Tyler's house in Idaho.
Well, I thought you had a 360 at your house.
Nope.
You used to?
I used to could.
What happened to that?
Used to could.
It died. Oh. I got the Ring of Death.
Every other one?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, back then it was a 60% chance.
I didn't have the warranty, and I didn't know about the extended warranty, so we took it apart.
Hmm. Yeah. TJ took it apart and tried to make a computer out of it, and then did not do it.
He got it close. He just needed a video card that fit in it. That's the only thing.
Oh,
he
okay.
Did.
That's yeah, that's
it.
Right. That's right.
He had everything working with the video.
That's true.
We had it working, but he couldn't get the case back on because the video card was too big. Remember?
Right.
That's why you cut it.
I think he tried to.
Yeah, I think he was. That was his next step, and then he just now it's in his storage unit.
Oh. Anyways, you know what Robert's doing now? He's calling things. That's a blasty blast.
Oh.
He picked it up.
That is a blasty blast.
I invited him over for this podcast because I told him that you were going to be on. But it's Robert? His wife's birthday.
Do I know Robert?
No.
I want to meet him. I want to meet Israel, too. There's a lot of people I need to meet here.
Yeah, yeah.
We should have a podcast reunion for number 10. Anyone who's ever been on the cast.
Yeah.
Be at my house.
Wow.
How do we record it?
Full party.
I can do a time lapse.
My
house, party.
8 o'clock.
Little Aquabats. That's every time I hear it, I think of the same thing.
Yeah. That's a good song.
Oh, man. I'm tired.
I think we all are. I don't even know why. This is my Monday, that's probably why.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a Tuesday.
It's not. You're wrong.
But it was a 3-day weekend.
It's a 4-day work week, though.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I don't know, you probably work on Saturday because you suck.
Yeah. I kind of want to put my 2 weeks in tomorrow just... Because I don't want to be there.
You have another job?
No.
And don't be stupid.
It's not a reliable one.
No.
Like, you don't have reliable hours yet?
Yeah, it's only because I don't have any days off.
Do you know how many people want a job right now? You can't just quit because you don't like it.
Yeah, I know. But I haven't liked it for, 8 months now. Like, I've been...
As long as you like the career you pick, jobs are just whatever, you know?
Yeah. My career is... Not really working out for me much either way.
What are you trying to do?
Just drafting, engineering. Nothing around here though.
Yeah.
Can't seem to find anything anywhere else.
Everyone wants me to sell insurance, but I don't know if I want to.
Why not?
Your dad's doing pretty well.
Yeah, my brother's doing pretty good, too.
Your brother's doing it?
Yeah, in Ohio.
Ooh.
He can quit soon. His wife's going to be done with dental school and bring in the bacon.
So he's going to be a stay-at-home dad?
He's a stay-at-home dad.
Does he have a kid?
No. Oh.
Not yet?
No, I'm still mad. Every time I call him, I'll be like, am I an uncle yet?
Am I an uncle yet?
He's like, no. I was like, I just want to be a fucking uncle. Like,
I just want to start destroying your kids' lives.
Dude, I'm going to go over and just spoil the crap out of his kids.
And be just, like that uncle. And that awesome uncle.
The awesome uncle. And then just like, then they're like, why aren't you cool like Uncle Ryan?
Uncle like, Ryan let me watch porn and play video games.
Exactly. He let me play Halo all night long when I stayed at his house. Halo's not cool anymore. I don't care. You don't let me play anything.
Dude, my kids, I'm going to put them through the test. When they're little, I'm going to get them a Nintendo. When they're like a little bit older, like 6, I'm going to get them a Super Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When they're 10, I'll get them like a PlayStation or...
Original PlayStation. You can start buying this
or
crap.
Or 64.
I already had it in there.
Dude, no. Dreamcast.
64.
See, the Dreamcast, though, it was a big deal then, but not a lot of people really had it. We had one, but my brother played it all the time.
I had one.
So
I still play mine. Scott still plays mine. He didn't even know.
Anyways, but that's I'm going to put him through the test. Yeah, that way they know their history.
PlayStation 2, PlayStation original 2. Xbox.
He's going to have the PlayStation 2 for a long time.
And the original Xbox as well.
And the Xbox, yeah.
Some Halo.
Yep, I'm gonna show him what's what on some Halo.
Munch's Odyssey.
Oh, such a great game.
I actually liked Munch's such Odyssey. I'm glad I'm not the only one, unless you're being sarcastic.
No, I love both. I love all of them.
I don't know if I played that one. No, I played it here.
Abe's Odyssey. Yeah. And then there was Abe's
the
Exodus.
The guy just randomly fart.
And there was the...
Yeah, where he just fart.
Yeah, and there was the... What was the Outlaw or Outcast or something like that?
I played a little bit.
I played a little bit. It was pretty cool.
Grand Theft Auto 1.
Oh, I'm going to put him through Grand Theft Auto 2. Sure.
Yeah.
And then when he's like 16, I'll give him like good ones.
Command and Conquer.
By the time he's 16, he would have already played probably Grand Theft Auto 6 by that time.
Yeah, but he has to play at home. This is what he has to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. At his buddy's house, their parents are probably going to spoil him by getting like a PlayStation 7 or an Xbox 1080 and...
An Apple gaming system.
Yeah. Because that'll happen. Let's not get too carried away.
That'd be ridiculous if Apple came out with the gaming system.
I'd be so upset.
It like automatically syncs your controller as your iPhone.
Oh, that actually and you just like cool. I'm not going to lie. Except it would be touch, and then you'd always like miss a little bit and hit the wrong button. Yeah. And you'd be upset, because that's what always happens.
Or like GameCube had that one thing where everybody's screen was on their GameCube, and they just played like this. They're all linked through their GameCube on their Game Boys.
Yeah.
I heard for a while, I never tested it out myself because I didn't have a PSP, but Gran Turismo... You could hook up your PSP through your PlayStation and use it as your rearview mirror.
Oh, when you're playing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I heard, but I don't know if it was true.
But that'd be just, like, inconvenient. Like, your PSP is just on the thing and you're, like, playing.
Well, you put it somewhere in front of like, your table or something in front of you.
Mount it up on top of
your TV. Get a string that comes from the roof.
Oh, I know. Just just floating right in front of you.
Fake shifter knob.
No, it's just get the steering wheel set up.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. I dig.
I'm excited.
I'm gonna go bowling.
Hello.
Hello.
I have an echo. Every time I say that, there's an echo.
I love it. I do it all the time. Well, bet.
What's, bet. What's not to love?
I know.
That was easy.
Oh.
Was it?
Yes.
Was it easy?
What else does it say, Tim?
That's
all it says.
Oh, no way.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the actual one actually says other things.
Probably I think not. It does, but this is a jailbroken one. Elmo.
Why do you have a Tickle Me Elmo?
Dude, one day I played a game of Halo.
Cool.
Every time I killed someone, I just did the Peter Griffin laugh.
Yeah,
I had 35 of the 50 kills. So every like time I was playing with Tyler, this is like 4 years ago, and all you hear is.
I remember back when Halo 2 first came out.
Take that out of his hair,
huh? I'd love to.
Stop.
Hold on. Screensaver came on. There we go. All right. All's well. Bye bye now. Stop it.
When Halo 2 first came out?
When Halo 2 first came out, when we were having a party over at your house.
My three-day party?
Your three-day party. What's his face?
Texas?
Nope, guy. Asian guy. Darren?
No. The little Asian guy or the older Asian guy?
Older guy.
Darren Matsumoto?
Yeah, it was Darren.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know his name. Darren, every time, like, he would get the sniper, he would, like, whisper in the microphone every time he'd kill someone. Headshot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'd do it right before he killed him.
Yeah, and, like,
No, he'd go, look out.
He convinced everybody that that was in the game. Like, everybody except for the people that were in the room that he was playing with, that, everybody thought, dude, did you guys hear? Like, every time you fucking get a headshot, you hear it, like, in headshot. Your headset. Headshot.
It's funny, because, like, when we evolved into the game, they would never let me and Darren be on the same team.
Oh, no, that we all had our own.
Or me and Tyler.
I was going to say, they don't let me on a team either.
It was you, me, Tyler, and Darren. We all had to be on different teams.
Jerry, too.
And Jerry.
Jerry
never really came a lot.
I know, but every time he did, we had to give him, like, his own.
That's when we could get two people. Like, me and Tyler could be on a team, or you and me could be on a team, and Jerry was there.
Yeah.
Because Jerry was just phenomenal.
Jerry was insane.
Man. His phone number was, like, 1-800, not 1-800, like, 209-555-JER. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Like, I don't know the actual, like, numbers, the 555, but it was, his last four were JER.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I
wonder what he's doing. I'm talking to that kid forever. But man, we had some fun playing Halo 2. I wasted a lot of life skills playing Halo 2.
I feel like we played that game like crazy.
Especially when it first came out.
Yeah. It's just because your parents were cool about letting us.
We put a TV where we had one. We had two in the living room.
Yeah,
one in the guest room and one in the suburban.
There was usually one in behind your couch too.
Yeah,
suburban.
That's what I'm talking. Two in the living room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid Texas.
There was pancakes.
I told him too.
We put it over the microphone.
Yeah, all
right, everyone, there's pancakes.
Yeah.
He comes out half an hour later, all the pancakes are gone. There were pancakes?
What the hell?
And then he started sleeping behind my couch because he didn't want to miss pancakes.
I thought that was before, but
one of the other reasons is that everybody would pounce him.
Oh yeah, we had good fun.
Everyone was so mean to Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
He was the killer of jokes.
He was. Him and Vinny.
And Vinny trounced him.
What do you mean?
Like
he would kill a joke and Vinny would just like...
Vinny would come in and demolish that joke. And then like, even Texas would like look at Vinny and like...
Really?
Fuck? Seriously?
Yeah, it was hilarious. He would ruin the joke. Vinny would come in with like a semi-truck. He still does it.
Just to one-up that ruin, he...
He would ruin it again.
No, he would...
He would, like, come in and shoot it to make sure it's dead.
He'd have to one-up it, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd run it over with the bar.
He was the reverse of, like, the good kind of... Well, not the good kind, but the bad kind of one-uppers. You know, like... Ooh, I hate those people.
One-uppers.
Like, I have an Xbox.
I hate them more.
Do you ever heard, Brian Regan? He's a comedian.
I've heard it twice.
he's talking about one-uppers, and he's like, I wish I could walk... I was one of the, like, 11 people that walked on the moon. So I could be at dinner with one of those guys, and he keeps topping everybody's stories, and finally, somewhere in the middle of dinner, I'm just like, I walked on the moon! And he's just like, oh, well, the floor is yours, moonwalker. Because there's nothing you can do to top that.
No. I have one guy that I think he was trying to one-up me, but he'd always talk about how much alcohol he drinks. Like, he told me he drank a bottle of Jack to himself, and then a 12-pack, and then he went and played beer pong, and then he drank half a bottle of vodka, and then he drank another 12-pack, and it was like, really, dude? Like, look at you. You're fucking full of shit, but keep talking, because it's kind of amusing. Yeah.
Awesome.
All within one
night. I want to party with him.
Do I know that guy?
No.
It was you.
But it's really funny, because
I was going to say, if it was me.
I just let it happen, because I want to hear what he's going to say, and so I can go laugh about it later.
You're such a good person, sir.
I know. So it's all I have.
This might have been the most random podcast.
It probably is.
Well, we didn't talk about anything, really. That's okay, though.
Yeah, it's good.
It's fun to listen to.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh.
We might lose about those 35
I'm unsubscribing
subscribers that are
or they're gonna tell other friends. Which you should.
You should.
Yeah.
Or if not, we're gonna
delete. I mean, if it does if it turns into something good, then we'll start a video podcast.
We'll actually make so you want to listen more.
Yeah. You know, it'll be
fun.
Look
at our pretty faces.
Yeah. And you get to watch us.
Smoke.
Yeah.
You're not very good at these subliminal messages, are you?
Should be like, don't smoke.
Oh, yeah. Sam, don't smoke.
I kind of quit.
Yeah.
I'm good.
That's good. I'm proud.
Only smoke when I drink. I figure that's a good thing. Of course, I've been drinking every day.
So. I was like,
this last week has been kind of bad for all of us.
So much to say.
We drank a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot is, it's not even close.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
Wow. When me and Terry talked about it.
Like, yeah.
2 days ago?
Thursday.
No.
Thursday night, I walked home. Friday night.
I walked home.
I walked home. Saturday night, I walked home. Sunday night. Nick was sober, so he gave me a ride home. Well, I was going to skate home if he wasn't there.
Jeez, man.
Oh. And then what happened Wednesday night?
It's not Wednesday night yet.
You dumb.
I mean, last Wednesday. And Tuesday, I think I drank. And just, it was just
hey,
a
bad,
week.
Bad week.
Yeah. Well, good week, but my liver is not loving.
Yeah, your liver is going to, like, revolt.
Every time I...
It's going to cut you off, and it's just going to be like, nope.
Every time I, like, open a beer, I just hear it going,
no!
Why?
Why do you do this to me?
Pourquoi?
I'm a tumor.
Too many Family Guy references.
It's not a tumor.
Well, it's okay.
Show's not even that good. It's all it is, all the only thing that it's good for is references.
Yeah.
It's every That's episode it. A parody of something else.
Yeah.
Nothing's original on that show. Like, I mean, it is, like,
but
some original humor, but, like,
have,
the storylines
It does have its stuff.
Parodies.
It has its smart humor for the people that are more intelligent. They're like,
where?
Oh, that's kind of
funny. I was going to say, where is that?
And then, because it has all the political stuff in there. And then
oh,
it has,
yeah,
like, the stuff for, like, some. The complete idiots that just don't know anything about anything. And
that's
like,
colorful.
That's a fart joke.
I do love fart jokes.
So it just gets the whole spectrum of jokes, like... Everybody
okay.
has something.
All right, Sam.
We can go with that. That's good.
That's
good.
Okay, that's fine. All right, good. Okay, that's all right. Good.
Shut up.
Okay.
And then the Cleveland show is just Family Guy, but...
With black people.
I
black
watched...
People. And a bear.
I watched 2 minutes of that show and shut it off.
Really?
Yep.
I find it kind of amusing.
No.
Amusing.
I find
it kind of amusing.
I found it very lame.
But it's pretty much just Family Guy, so you must hate Family.
Shut Sarah.
I don't like American
Sarah.
Dad.
It's the only person that texts you.
It's 9:03, where the fuck your kids at?
Okay.
She knows we're recording a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Does she?
Tell her in 8 minutes you'll get back to her.
She's going to bed.
She go to bed.
It's 9:00.
She go to sleep.
What does she do?
Go to bed.
What do you mean what she do?
Does she work?
Yeah.
Where's she work?
At Bank of the West.
Oh.
Yeah, we definitely drove for 14 hours yesterday and then... I got to my house and she drove another hour back home.
Sucks.
Yeah, so.
Well.
Doesn't mean shit.
She's pretty tired.
She could have slept the entire way.
She would have.
Dude, I just had the craziest dream. You know, you were driving?
Sam, you know you're driving,
Sam,
right?
Sam.
A high five just occurred behind my head. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm a little devastated. Oh, there's two.
That was on top.
Well, I'm going home.
You are home.
I'm going to bed.
Well, hold my hand,
Sam.
Shit
the bed.
Well, shit the bed. That is just something that's going to keep occurring.
That
on
is
the
probably
podcast.
My favorite thing that you say.
Like, I'm glad.
Well,
I'm glad it's entertaining.
Do you know where that's from?
No.
Do I?
Yeah.
I know.
House of 1,000 Corpses.
I've never seen that.
Yeah,
it's
me
the
neither.
Clown. Like... Because, like, I just... I
Did, was he selling it as in, like, an insulting way? Well, shit the bed!
No, it's
when
like...
When you wake up, what shit it
It's like, well, shit the bed, look who's here.
Ah.
It's kind of one of those, just
okay.
Like, well, holy crap.
Well, who not
like that?
Well, shit the bed.
Well, shit the bed.
So how many megabytes have you used on the
24.
I have, like, another 150 to go till the end of the month. I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, we're gonna,
You need more?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna
upgrade it soon.
Did you get your stuff?
Yeah.
You got stuff?
I got
the money if you get the stuff.
So let me know. You know I'm here for you.
No worries. It'll be alright.
I like how looking at the podcast it has like really quiet, then it goes loud and then
that's when every time Ryan talks.
Oh no way.
Oh no way, I'm loud. Never
what,
thought
what
that.
A joke.
Shut up, Meg.
Sorry. I keep having to sneeze, but I don't want to.
Bless you.
Say purple elephant.
Purple elephant.
No, when you sneeze, dummy.
Oh, I feel great now.
No, you go, you sneeze and it makes it like super loud, right? Right when you're about to sneeze.
Purple elephant!
Exactly. So funny.
So I think I want to play Ragnarok for some reason.
We've been playing, actually, lately.
Intense Aro?
Yeah, we've been, well, we're trying to find a good server.
Yeah?
That's a low rate that has the new jobs.
So where can I...
Well, we haven't decided on one yet. Okay. Me and Terry were playing Intense Row last night. Excuse me. Excused. Thank you. But we haven't decided yet.
Okay. So. Well, when you find one, tell me.
Yeah, well, everybody wants to know, so...
Are you going
to
be playing Intense Row tonight?
No.
Is Intense Row intense?
Yeah, it is.
Let's go camping. It's intense.
Sure. Why do you want to go camping so bad?
It's intense.
No, it's not.
I think I'm going to...
Yes, it is intense. No. It's a pun, my friend.
No, I understand no, that, but you I don't. Take my RV.
I used to sleep in the back of the Suburban.
So it's NRVs.
NRVs?
NRVs. NRVs. I go camping NRVs.
I hate NRVs, man. They're the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Especially in high school.
Always the worst
in
time.
High school, you'd always get called on, like right when you had it. Come on, write on the board. We never write on the board. Today, we write on the board.
Or it's like, all right, stand up for the flag salute.
I'm already saluting the flag, sir.
Oh, man. Right, half of our listeners are never going to understand that joke.
Should I explain it?
No. No, let's let the imagination go for it.
All right. What did Jerry told me, or Darren told me what it stood for.
Right before...
something completely different.
Right before
I'll tell
your physical?
You when the podcast is over.
Right before your physical?
Never happened to me. I know you think the doctor is hot, because you're like that.
But I had a hot doctor last time I went in.
I had an Asian...
She had, like, high heels on, like, stilettos, like...
How would you know they're stilettos?
I don't know. They're like high heels. I just thought that was the type. I don't know anything about
shoes. I had an Asian
shoes.
Doctor named Asian... Or Asian Mo. Dr. Mo.
Mo?
And she was going to give me my, you know, exam.
Yeah. H.
And
HMO?
No, just Dr. Mo. And she calls this nurse. She's like, let me get somebody just in case I don't get sued. And I'm like, okay. I wanted to sue him. He was like the gayest guy ever. He just stared at my junk the entire examination.
Should have covered it.
Well, she was sitting there groping it, trying to see if I had another hern.
Oh.
You remember hern?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all remember it. We all were greeted by when we went over your house. You answered the door and immediately pulled down your pants.
Well, I had a hernia. I thought you all should share in my pain.
Nope.
Yep. Yeah,
bad idea. Future reference. Terrible idea.
Yeah.
If I have another one, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Please don't.
Let us know, but don't show us.
I won't show you, though. I promise. I'll show Sam.
I'm just going to start, like, Nick, every time I see Ryan, just, like, drop trout. Just like, hey, buddy.
It's fine. I always want to see a nice little fire crotch.
Oh, where this podcast is going.
How did we get here?
NRBs.
Oh, NRBs.
You know, I originally said that as in the store Arby's.
Arby's? I love Arby's.
I was saying Arby's.
Well, one time I got Arby's and it was cold and I was pretty upset.
I like Arby's.
I like their $5 thing.
Yeah.
Five for $5.95. And then they changed it. It's like you can only get two things for $5.95.
It's because they realize America's fat and like, I'll take everything.
I took everything every time.
Sam, you're really just trying to annoy me right now, aren't you? Yeah, I don't care what it is. You can turn the sound off.
Freaking A, Sam.
Sorry, I'm playing Dirt Biking Game.
Yeah, we know.
We got a great fan.
Sounds like a weed whacker.
Fan freaking test.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like a Honda.
Oh,
and actually, when I look forward, it looks like the guy's holding the handlebars. And I crash.
Then you call it good. We got 2 minutes left. We have to scrunch this up.
I like hitting an hour.
Alright. Yeah, I want to hit an exactly an hour. None of this .001 business.
Oh, we want to go for exactly an hour?
Exactly an hour.
So, for all the people that are watching the time, you have exactly, like, 65 seconds.
If that.
Yeah. So, we got to, I don't know.
Wrap this thing up.
Yeah, what?
Well, thanks for coming. Oh.
It's not done yet.
Oh?
Wait, we got 60 seconds or so.
Sick you picture, though.
Well, it's been real.
Taylor Swift. Thank you, Jerry.
You think outros are going to take a whole minute?
Usually look, man,
take
what,
like
what,
10 seconds.
All right, well, I can give them a, my outro.
Okay, go ahead. You got 40 seconds.
I'm waiting.
You're waiting.
What do you want me to say here? I don't know when I'm going to be on the cast again. Why it doesn't like me.
Bino says he has too many friends on Facebook.
Good.
Well, tell him to shut the fuck up.
Tell him I'll delete him. To make
so, Pino.
Yeah, we'll all delete
him. Tell the three of us are going to delete him.
Yeah, Pino, if you listen to this, we're all going to delete you. After this post. All
right, should we say goodbye now?
Yeah, you have 15 right. seconds.
So. Goodbye, everyone. It's been real fun. I hope to see you soon.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay, he's drunk. Let's go.
He's just stalling because we have too much time.
Say something quick.
And then that's the whole shebang.
All right, see you guys later. Bye.